The Kazakh president has authorized security forces to fire without warning as he tries to put down violent protests against his government. Kasym-Jomart Tokayev just made an address to the nation, declaring there will be no negotiations with those he deemed armed bandits. Dozens of protesters and security personnel have been killed in days of unrest across Central Asia, the Central Asian country, rather, this week. Russian-led forces have been deployed to help the government. Robin Forrester-Walker is monitoring developments from Tbilisi in Georgia. So, Robin, let's start with the latest orders from the president. Shoot without warning. How is that going down? How's that being received?
Let's talk about that first, of course. Yes. Well, he has only just come off the air. But this is really tough words from the president of Kazakhstan that he has personally given the order to fire without warning. And that he said, we are dealing with terrorists and bandits. They have to be destroyed, and it will be done shortly. And that he asked for CSTO support in order to restore the constitutional order. But he did add that their mission was for the short term, that they would not be there indefinitely, that they would be there for a short period of time. Certainly, this is a very difficult speech, I think, he's had to give to the Kazakh people. What was perhaps disappointing for those who want reforms is that they all seem to be lumped together, in that he referred to civil society groups and others that had been somehow responsible for being behind this mayhem. So I'm very much fighting aggressive talk from the president.
Fighting aggressive talk from the president. What about the street? I know it's difficult to get information out, but do we know? Are protests going on? Have the streets calmed down?
Well, the internet is still down across substantial parts of the country, and almost certainly in Almaty, where most of the violence has been taking place. We know how difficult it is right now for ordinary civilians. A lot of people have been sheltering inside their homes because there is a lot of ammunition, a lot of live rounds being fired, and that is affecting people's ability to do basic, ordinary things. We've seen queues outside bakery stores. We've seen queues for bread, queues outside petrol stations for fuel. People are not able to make electronic payments without the internet. So people are really, really struggling. And to get a sense of that, when you look at the pictures, when you see what's happening on the streets, you can understand why. Let's take a look now at my report on what's been going on in Almaty.
Kazakhstan's government calls it an anti-terror operation. Military units on the streets of Kazakhstan's largest city, Almaty, authorized to use lethal force against protesters. Earlier, some of the protesters overran police units and distributed weapons. Security forces have confirmed at least 18 officers killed and more than 700 wounded. The number of civilians dead or wounded is unknown, but video circulating on social media appears to show morgues filling up with bodies. This is violence on a scale not seen in Kazakhstan's modern history, including mass looting of businesses. Fuel price rises provided the spark, but these protests are about long-standing and legitimate grievances, economic and political stagnation, and a corrupt authoritarian elite. Anger across the country has been directed at the official leader of the nation, First President Nursultan Nazarbayev. His statue toppled in the city of Taldykorgan, his whereabouts unknown. On Thursday, President Tokayev took an extraordinary step, inviting a Russian-led military deployment to secure his authority.
Under this collective security agreement, I have today appealed to the leaders of the CSTO to help Kazakhstan deal with this terrorist threat. It's no longer a threat. What's happening is undermining the integrity of the state.
flying in Russian troops under the guise of the Moscow-led security bloc, the CSTO, could prove decisive. But Brussels has urged Moscow not to exceed its mandate.
It goes without saying that such intervention should respect the sovereignty and the independence of Kazakhstan.
Many in Kazakhstan will be wondering which is worse, the violence or the prospect of their nation depending now on Russia to keep the peace.
So we're all trying to figure out at the moment the reasons behind President Tokayev's request for CSTO assistance. It's perplexing to many why he would so quickly ask for foreign troops on Kazakh soil and how it all happened so quickly within less than 24 hours. And we understand now that troops are flying in mainly from the Russian contribution, but also from Belarus, from Armenia, and Tajikistan even. And these are all members of the CSTO. The reason seems to be that with Tokayev's justification, at least, let's say, is that he has identified these protesters as armed groups, as bandits, as terrorists, and that would allow for him to invoke the CSTO article that would enable him to bring in foreign troops. But are these really foreign-funded terrorists, as he has made out, or are they democracy defenders? Are they people who want to see reforms in this country? Or are they, at least the armed ones, remnants or owing obedience to the former president, Nursultan Nazarbayev, and his network and his people who control still significant parts of the country or who owe allegiance to him? And so Mr. Tokayev, President Tokayev, may not be giving away all the information that he has and is casting this story in a particular light in order to have brought in the CSTO foreign peacekeeping force. There is an awful lot of confusion at the moment, especially with the internet down. We will endeavor to try to update our viewers with information about what's happening in Kazakhstan as soon as we can get it.
All right. Thanks so much, Robin Forestier-Walker there.